Sportscape Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BedEx. Member FDIC.
With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent who lives and works right in your community, offering competitive rates for all your insurance needs. Choose Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Choose local. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe. Let's go over all your insurance needs. Call us at 989-269-9555. We're your auto owner's insurance agency, Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
Season is here and everyone is looking forward to getting money back from their tax returns. However, wouldn't it be nice to get $100 back from your cell provider? Announcing Thumb Cellular's $100 Tax Time Sales Event. That's right, now through Saturday, April 21st, Thumb Cellular is giving $100 of free credit to anyone who upgrades their service or adds a phone to their account. So make the switch to Thumb Cellular, upgrade your service, or add a phone to your account now and get your $100 in free credit. Use it towards a new phone to make it free. Use it for accessories like a Bluetooth headset, car charger, case, and more. A refund where you decide where to spend it. But you have until Saturday, April 21st only. Terms of service apply. So hurry to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Talk of the Thumb.
Seven and a half minutes away from the opening festivities of this district championship matchup for the battle for the orange and black between the Ubbly Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates. Well, we've already broken down Harbor Beach Pirates as a team. Let's see what Ubbly is all about. 18-4 overall, 7-3 in league play for the Greater Thumb East champions. On the road, they're 10-2. Their only loss comes at Harbor Beach and Brown City in overtime. Ubbly overall averages 59 and about half points per game, giving up 46.13. A difference of 13 points and 32 hundredths. While traveling, the Ubbly Bearcats average 57 and 3 quarters points per game on the road in offense, compared to their defense giving up 45.6 plus 12.15 in Ubbly's favor. Ubbly's story is they started the season out 10-1, lost back-to-back, won at the buzzer under in overtime, won 6 more in a row, lost on senior night against Brown City, and had to share the league title because of it. They got back on track against Bad Axe in the district quarterfinals, winning by 15 in Ubbly, beat Sandusky on Wednesday here in Cass City by 7, and here we are on Friday in the district championship. They're currently riding a 2-game winning streak. Last loss comes 11 days ago, but have won 8 of their last 9, and their last loss on the road comes 36 days ago. If Ubbly wins tonight, they would be district champions and play on Monday in Vassar in the regional semifinals at 7:30 p.m. John?
Ubbly is a real pleasure to watch, Clark. They utilize a very balanced attack. They have balance inside and outside. Josh White, he's the force on the inside, and the Bearcat guards, they're the ones that basically spread out a defense to make it easy to get the ball in, dump it in, and then a little bit of a kick out to the guard shooting their trays. Lyprant's presence, he creates openings for the team just by his mere presence. But there's one thing about Marshall Lyprant that I think would be more successful. I think he's better off moving outside in than from starting on the inside and moving out. He has a nice, beautiful mid-range jump shot. He's got a tray. He can have a dunk when he wants to. this guy is the real deal. He's just, like I said, a real fun person to watch play basketball.
Well, down on the sidelines right now is Ryan Brown getting a feel for the game from down below. Ryan, what's the feel?
Both teams seem to be showing a lot of confidence on the floor as they came off the bus. They're shooting pretty well, warming up right now, and it seems like the build-up of anticipation has them ready to go. They can start the game right now, bypass the announcements, the Star Spangled Banner. They want to go at it right now, Clark.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. You're tuned to WIW Sports. We're less than 5 minutes away from the Star Spangled Banner. We'll be back right after this.
Attention farmers, Farm Bureau Insurance. Their business is to keep you in business. Casey Yan, your Michigan Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley, works every day helping local farmers with the best multi-peril crop insurance coverage available. Casey can help you plan the best risk management program there is. He is a crop insurance specialist, and that's good to know. You can trust Casey and Michigan Farm Bureau Insurance to insure your farm's future with multi-peril crop insurance. Call Casey Yan today in Harbor Beach at 989-479-3288 or in Ubley at 989-658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Your property is probably one of the largest, if not the largest investment you'll ever make. We offer competitive rates on dwellings, barns, farm equipment, and crop insurance. Call me in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538 for a quote today.
There is something that sets school sports apart from all other levels of competition. Something that truly makes the games educational for a lifetime. Something that emphasizes the values of ethics, integrity, and respect more than wins and losses. Something that everyone, players, coaches, and spectators need to be a part of. What is it? It's sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Three minutes to go. You're tuned to WIW. Ubley versus Harbor Beach in the district finals in Cass City. The gym is packed. Both sides on their feet. Ubley just came out in their alternate orange jerseys. So it's the white versus the orange tonight. Now let's go through. This is the third meeting between these two teams. The first meeting was in Harbor Beach, January 12th. The Pirates used the big third quarter to pull away from the visiting Ubleyans, outscoring them 12-5 and winning by 11. 52-41. Sophomore Eli Kraft had 22 points to lead Harbor Beach. Marshall Leifrand for Ubley had 21. The second time came a month later, February 10th, in Ubley. Coming home festivities were the same night and brought an absolutely packed gym. Ubley fans were not disappointed as the Bearcats took a commanding lead early and never looked back, defeating the Pirates by 18, 59-41. Senior Leifrand for Ubley dropped 33 points on his home court. Harbor Beach was led by Eli Kraft and Aaron Ginther, each with 15. Now we advance nearly another month, 29 days to tonight, where the Harbor Beach Pirates and the Ubley Bearcats are set to duke it out for the rubber match. Both teams won on their home floor, but tonight we are on a neutral court. Now, I went a little crazy with the stats yesterday and today, and it's time to look at a head-to-head comparison between these two teams. Both are co-GTC East champions at 7-3. Both each won against each other on their home floor, and both Harbor Beach and Ubley sport the orange, black, and white. On the offense side of things, through 22 games, only 15 points separate Harbor Beach and Ubley. I'm not talking averages. This is overall. Ubley scored 1,015 points this season. Harbor Beach scored 1,000 points flat. Ubley overall averages 59.45 points per game. Harbor Beach, 59.04, a difference of 41 hundredths between the two squads on offense. While traveling, the Ubley Bearcats average 57 and three quarters. Ubley edges them out with 62 and a quarter, plus 4.5 for the Pirates. That's about the only stat that is different. On defense, Ubley through 22 games gives up an average 46.13 per contest. Harbor Beach, 45.45. So the two teams with a marginal difference of 68 hundredths on defense. When both teams are on the road, Ubley defense allows 45.5. Harbor Beach with 49.4, a difference on defense, 3.81 points more than the Bearcats. When you take into account both teams' average margins on the road, offense and defense, Ubley with 12.15 in their favor, Harbor Beach 12.84 on the road, only 69 hundredths of a point separates HB and UBLY. I know it's a lot of numbers to tabulate.